What about on your father's side, your grandparents there? Do you know anything about them?
Very little. I know his aunt fairly well. I vaguely remember her husband. And the two of them, they raised him. Now, his mother and father, I don't know all the circumstances surrounding him, that, but I know that he was raised by an aunt, and she's still living. She had a hearing problem. She, in her late 80s. So, I know very little about her. Really, I don't know why, but first of all, the family is very small. Well, I feel very close to only four people in my family, and they're on my mother's side. Well, my niece, my sister, who died 2 years ago, while I was in graduate school, 3 years ago, and my mother and my father.
Mm-hmm. What was your, I forgot to ask you, what was your mother's maiden name?
Gower. Elizabeth Gower.
That's how you spell that?
G-A-R-R-E-R.
Is that a common name around here?
No. Harps isn't a common name either. Okay. Although it's a rather simple name, it isn't a common name.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me see. And then you've never married, right?
No, I'm not married.
We don't need to worry about that. Okay. Now, I usually start a little bit more interesting spot in this questionnaire, but I'm going to start right at the beginning. Some of the beginning parts are a little bit boring, and some of the ending parts are a little bit boring, but I think I've got them in shape. You can handle it. Some of the questions, have I explained to you how what I'm looking for and so on and so forth? Some of the things are just pronunciation, some of them are words, some of them are, you know, all a combination and so on and so forth. Okay. I've already asked you to count from 1 to 10, and I think we've got that. Let me see, the number after 29 is what?
30.
Okay, and after 39?
40.
And after 99?
70.
99?
Well, 99, 100.
Okay. And after 999?
1,000.
Okay, and if you had a line of men standing somewhere, you'd say the man at the head of the line was the what?
Leader, a beginning?
Yeah.
Beginner?
Yeah.
Leader.
Okay, and if you wanted to use a number, you'd say he was the
first.
Okay.
First.
And the one after him would be the
second.
Okay. And if you do something only one time, you say you do it just what?
Once.
Okay. If you do it more than once, you do it
twice.
Okay. The month after March is
April.
And after July comes
August.
Okay. And the day after Wednesday is
Thursday.
And the day after Friday?
Saturday.
Okay. And if you meet somebody in the now it starts getting interesting. Okay.
That was interesting.
If you meet somebody in the early part of the day, what do you usually say as a greeting?
Good afternoon.
In the early part of the day.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. How long would you say good morning up to?
12.
Up to 12.
Roughly then, around 12.
Okay. And then what about good afternoon?
Up until around 6, 5,
okay. What would you say after that?
Good evening.
And then even later than that, if you were leaving, let's say.
Good night. Goodbye. Sleep well.
Okay. If a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, you say he had to start at what?
Dusk.
In the morning, just as it's coming up in the sun.
Sunrise.
Okay. And let me see. If somebody asks you what